The Spiegel Garden glows at night with strings of lights, propane flames, and the flicker of images from the movie being shown on a large outdoor screen. It feels like you've encountered a gypsy camp at the intersection of Gibbs and East Main Streets. Perhaps here you'll find answers to weighty questions from Joanne Brokaw and Sarah Moore at the Ask Us Anything booth.
Yes, sure. This is the Ask Us Anything booth, where we set up a booth and anyone can come up and ask us anything and get an answer.
It might not be a legit answer they're looking for, but we will give them some sort of answer.
And it's free. Mostly what we get are a lot of relationship questions, from young girls who want to know, does this boy like me, to women in their middle ages who are vibrant and looking for, like, hey, how do I find someone?
Or should I stay married? Or should I retire? Where do I go when I retire? Should I keep this job? I'm miserable. We were surprised at how many lonely people came up to the booth, and we sat and had really lengthy conversations, and they really wanted advice or to kind of work through something that they were struggling with. And I think they just needed someone that was open to sitting and listening, and they don't ever have to see us again. So if if they don't like our answer, that's okay.
Yes. I wanted to see what would happen if you gave people the opportunity to engage with a stranger, and it's blown my mind.
The KeyBank Rochester Fringe Festival is in the midst of a 12-day run, a parade of the arts that changes the nature of downtown. We are seeing a city utilized to its fullest extent for the benefit of its citizens. A culture-driven celebration that embraces the unique spaces, the cluttering generators of food trucks, sidewalks, music, comedians, actors, dancers, satirists. This is why we live here, whether you're aware of it or not. A Rochester Fringe constant is, not all performers are created equal. Many shows are works in progress. This could be something brilliant or the last chance for a creative spark that just isn't catching fire. Audience participation is welcome. In fact, it is sometimes the point. Like the innocent passersby who stop at the Ask Us Anything booth.
Okay, your question.
Am I going to find a better job?
It's a hard job? What kind of job would you like to have? You could have any job in the world.
Really?
Yeah, tomorrow.
I'd be on Broadway. Are you kidding me?
Well, then why?
I can't sing and dance.
No, wait. She says she can't sing and
dance. She could clean the stage.
No, so the theater community here is huge. Join like one of the local choirs and sing. Go audition for a show. Go audition for something that...
Sing out loud. Sing out strong.
I don't know the rest.
Don't worry if it's not good enough for anyone else but you.
Whoops.
Just sing. Come on, sing a song.
Some of my favorite moments at the Rochester Fringe or the Rochester International Jazz Festival, which takes over the same streets in June, comes when the stages have grown silent. That's when small groups of people are standing around in the crisp fall air, chatting quietly about what they've just seen. Why can't it be like this every night?